Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved. Did I wake you? I had some dreams about you, and I rolled over and I wrote a poem. May I take a moment and to share it with you? Cool, it's called Morning Rituals. It goes a little something like this. I want you as part of my morning ritual. There's yoga, meditation, prayer, and you. I want to rise with you inside, smiling and laughing at it all. The ironies of life and the everyday miracles that create moments of heaven on earth. You see, I want to know your scent and linger in it. Want to sit at your feet and envision the colors of your life stories. Yeah, I want to cook for you too. Sharing meals, the most subtle intimacy taken for granted between two. Want to let you guide me through our future. Nudge me out of the past and dance into the moments of right now. I want to sleep with dreams of you. Have you beside me as we change lives. Creating many miracles, exhibiting his light through our work together. Simply, I want to see the moon when you kiss me. I want to feel the stars when you touch me. Wake up with the sun with you inside me. After yoga, meditation, and prayer. Is that all right?
Right, good day. Okay, welcome to Beyond the Word with Sweet Franchon. We're waiting for Sweet Franchon to come in. I am your producer, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. So if you just hold with us for about a couple minutes, we're going to bring on some more spoken word and then we're going to begin our conversation.
And a chicken and a good evening, everyone. This is Sweet Franchon. You can't hear me? I don't know what the problem is. Mm-hmm.
My mother is an evangelist. And I'm convinced that she won't be content until my voice is in a pulpit. I said, my mother is an evangelist. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a more fervent servant. She is fire-baptized, and I've watched men find God through her eyes. I said, my mother is an evangelist. Every Sunday, she leads souls to Christ. But I tell her, ma, I'm a poet. Every night I lead souls into the light. I go where your preacher would not dare. Y'all mistaking these words for poems. These ain't poems. These are prayers. This is how I talk to God, and y'all just happen to be here. These are all my fears and aspirations wrapped in the spotted clothes and packed in a tomb for 3 days. And the spirit moves the writer's block out of the way and resurrects the words I need to say, and they ascend off of the page while hundreds of people bear witness, so that generations from now will still be able to appreciate it, and I can still hear my mother praying for my soul, hoping that one day I would hear clearly and find my way back to the ministry. And it's hard for her to understand, because she's almost as stubborn as I am, that I ain't out here chasing a dream. I didn't choose poetry. Poetry chose me. I liberate souls every time I write a poem, and I bring down the walls of Jericho every time I perform, and I don't wait for them to come to me. I go where they live at. I mean, even God is a poet. You need only read the 23rd Psalm to understand that. How ridiculous must a writer be to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff are my pen and my pad, they comfort me. That's why I get love no matter where I go in this country. I used to contemplate suicide at least 3 times a week before poetry, and I don't tell you that to get your sympathy. I tell you that because I know at least 3 people in the audience are going through it with me. But who would have known? Who would have known that my own words could deliver me? Who would have known that I can get closer to God with every metaphor and simile? Who would have known that something as beautiful as a poem could harness so much of God's pure energy? And I ain't nobody. I'm just a ghetto bastard from an unforgiving northeast city. But with this pen and with this pad and with this mic, I'm larger than life. I fight the good fight, so when I'm dead and gone, you can bury my ashes in the same tomb where they buried Lazarus. Because 100 years from now, some young poet is going to be thumbing through the CDs and his great-grandmother addict, and he gonna raise me from the dead. I said, my mother is an evangelist. Every Sunday she leads souls to Christ, but I tell her slow and deliberate so that she will never forget that I am a poet and I'm following the will of God, and I'm far closer to him at this very moment than I could ever be in a pulpit.
Hey, 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 I hope y'all can hear me now. This is Sweet Fran Shawn, and welcome to Beyond the Spoken Word. You heard earlier our producer, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. She said hello and welcomed you earlier today, and thank you so much for listening. That at the top of the hour, you heard something by yours truly called Morning Rituals, one of my favorite poems and most requested poems. We can talk about the history of that another later on. But after that, you heard my Pice brother, Lamar Hill. That is, I don't know if he's back in Philly. He was in Baltimore for a minute. But, you know, he is one of the best spoken word artists on the set and always has something to say. And as you all know, when you are a poet or entertainer or musician, the stage, every performance, that's your pulpit, you know. So I love that poem. And sure enough, speaks to my soul, because people don't understand. So welcome, 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 welcome. And for those of you just joining us, don't forget, if you call in, to be sure to press 1 if you want to talk to us. And you can call in at 646-716-7994. Once again, that number is 646-716-7994. And I am your host, Sweet Fran Shawn, and you're listening to Beyond the Spoken Word, produced by Jacqueline Taylor Adams. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're usually here once a month, and we always talking about spoken word and how it, what it means, how to move spoken word forward to be a respected art in the industry, in the entertainment industry. And as you know, with that comes making sure that you handle your business. So this quarter, this is the last quarter, we're in the last quarter of the year, And this is Back to Business, How to Make It Rain. We want to talk about what opportunities that you should be working toward to make it rain, to make more money, to be more profitable in 2018. And most importantly, to end your 2017, the last quarter of this year, with a bang. It is not over. I know this is becoming the slow season for most of us in the entertainment business, specifically poetry. We are usually busy. Our busiest season is usually February, being Black History Month, February through September. And then it gets a little slow for us again because there's not as many festivals and things like that and opportunities. But as we've always said, in this, what we do here is we try to share with you and open up your mind to various opportunities in the spoken word industry. Some are already there. Some you might have to create and specify specifically based on what you do and your style, your energy, and your message and your theme. What is the voice that you have? What is your voice? What is it that you're trying to use your art form to do? Are you trying to save the world? If so, what part of the world is that? And that's what's most important. So, excuse me, I needed some water. Let me disclose to you guys, since we're talking about making it rain and back to business and how to end the last quarter of the year with the bank. First and foremost, you should already be booking for 2018. The first source of revenue for any poet are bookings. I know there's the open mic set, but you should be working on getting features. You should be paying attention to what's going on in your city and know where the opportunities to feature are. Another thing you should be doing, and I tell people this all the time, festivals, especially if you perform with music behind you. You heard the two styles at the top of the hour. As you can see, I like to have music accompaniment. As you can also hear that, Mark, if you have music accompaniment live or with the track, there are opportunities that will start in January, February, usually January for festivals in the summertime. You should already be booking for Black History Month. So how do you do that? Let me help you. To book for Black History Month, which is February 2018, you need to reach out to some colleges, some schools, corporations. They always have Black History events for their employees, et cetera. For instance, last year I did something for, it was one of those banks, one of those big corporate banks. I was called in a function that they have for their employees, and I performed there. And then you have state organizations, like your art councils and art organizations. Like in Delaware, we have the Arts Council or something like that. I apologize. Did I disclose I'm getting my nails done for Vegas while I'm here? I didn't disclose that. Let me let y'all know. I am here with my dear friend, one of my best friends. We've been knowing each other since middle school, Miss Tanya Lewis James, who is here doing my nails and my feet, getting me ready for Vegas. So that's an opportunity about making it rain money, you know, ending your fourth quarter strong, that I'm going to tell you all about later to give you some inspiration and motivation if you still look like, I don't know what Fran is talking about, right? So we're going to talk about that. But make sure you check out Tanya at the Electric Nails located at 3620 Kirkwood Highway, Suite 202 in Wilmington, Delaware. You can call, make your appointment at 302-357-529 in Vegas ready, okay? So back to our regular program. How to make it rain and what does it look like and money and finish this last quarter. So we talked about real briefly that, you know, get ready for Black History Month. Colleges, state organizations, city municipalities, contact your mayor's office, cultural affairs offices. Make sure, don't just call them, everybody. All right, let's go back to some basics. Don't just call the mayor's office or cultural affairs office and think that you want to get in. Be ready to get a point of contact. Be prepared. Get a point of contact. ask and send them an electronic press kit, okay, at EPK. That should have, you know, some written information about who you are, your bio, some photos, as well as now with YouTube, you should have some stuff on YouTube. And if not, send them an MP3 of your work, okay? Know what they're looking for. Let them know if they have, you know, that you specialize in motivational messages for the youth. Let them know you specialize in fun, happy poetry. You know, let them know what you specialize in. For instance, I specialize in messages to the mature woman for inspiration and motivation. What is it like to be single and of a certain age, and how to tap back into your passion, your joy, and your purpose, right? That's my message. Those are the groups I speak to. And I have some stuff where I speak to, like, the general public. So I let them know specifically what audiences best fit my style and my message, all right? And I always send them my electronic press kit, EPK, along with some MP3 samples of my work and some videos even from YouTube. And then ask them, you know, when can I follow up? That's one way. And that's mostly Black History Month. You should really be reaching out to them twice. Once now for Black History Month. Start trying to warm that up. If you can't reach the Mayor's Cultural Affairs Office, start reaching out to departments. Departments of Youth and Services, Departments of Human Services. Maybe they're having something for their employees. You get the picture? Start preparing for that now. Get that out. If you are in need of support in that area, of course, that's what I do. We develop artists and we help you with the business of your spoken word or your art. Reach out to me and, you know, consider purchasing a consultation package so we can get you in order. So you can be ready to be ready. But some of you always talk about you ain't getting no gigs, but you ain't ready to get gigs because you're not handling the business of it, of the matter is. Talk about how to be prepared. EPK, samples of your work, right? That's the abbreviated version. Reaching out to state organizations, municipalities, and colleges and schools for Black History Month. Don't just call everybody. You only want to reach out to those, like if all right, for instance, I don't do it like you. Can't help you if you got babies in elementary school. I know that. Because there's nothing that I say that I can't really touch or resonate, you know, say anything that resonates with that audience. All right? Then you have to know that, okay? So. So there's also some opportunities this quarter. You know, you got holidays. So I was talking about being prepared for those things that come up early in the first. Some of us use, like, for instance, I use this quarter to prepare for the last quarter, I mean, the next quarter, the next year, 2018. Some of you, there's still some opportunities left that you can still take advantage of in the fourth quarter. I'm busy already in the fourth quarter, for example, and I'm typically busy and booked in the fourth quarter already from the year before, but that's my model, my business model, and what my business is. So I'm going to let our lovely producer share with you more opportunities that are available for you right now in this fourth quarter and how you can end strong and make it rain. And remember, part of that is being prepared, working this quarter, and using that to propel into the rest of 2018. Jacqueline, you want to share with them some of the opportunities that we have that may be available for them this quarter?
Yes, yes. Now, this is thinking outside the box, but the reason why we did this is because Franchana's right. Really, I started this back in July. I do a thing in July. By July, you should have your plan together for this fourth quarter. It's already September. And then in the fourth quarter, like she said, you should be preparing for that first and second quarter. But what is so special about the fourth quarter? It's the holiday season, which is the height of consumer spending. Retail businesses go into the black. And you're like, well, what does that have to do with me as a poet? This is where partnerships. If you are, if gigs are slow, but then there are a lot of events. Like right now, next week is 100,000 Poets for Change. Events you do different ways. if you're not getting direct aid, then you need to leverage that event to drive traffic and sell merchandise. This is part of what she's saying when you're not ready for to be ready. The purpose of gigs is to make money. It's not the money. The real money is not made off of your fee. The real money is made off the merchandising.
True.
I think
true.
The guy's a millionaire. He said that's where he makes all his money is in merchandising.
Yeah, a millionaire poet. He makes most of his money in merchandise. Let me give an example using him as an example. What a millionaire poet does is not only does he make sure he has product, meaning CDs, and books, but he also makes sure that he has merchandise. He's come up with a thing called 1NA, meaning one in a million, and he has all kinds of merchandise. Like, first of all, he has phenomenal merchandise. There's all kinds of merchandise that he has prepared. And guess what? Right now, he's pushing and reminding everybody to go to his website to order. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Yeah, and that's right. So when you have merchandise, people can order online or you have it with you when you're doing gigs. If you're doing an open mic and you're not directly getting paid, ask them up front, well, I need to bring my merchandise and I need to be able to sell it and I need you to give me an area. That's the least they can do. You know, if you're going to come, you need to negotiate. So either you're directly getting paid or you're driving traffic to a revenue source. So in that, everybody's spending money, and they start in September. They started 120 days till Christmas. People, if they're not buying in September, they're planning on what they're going to buy. So you need to first get a marketing plan out there. So you get your message out there. You want to get, like, messages. If you have, you should have something recorded, and you should be publishing it globally. There's no reason. It does not cost that much money when you publish your single that it is in every digital outlet. There's no reason for that not to be, because you just don't want to wait for, like, you go on a radio program on the internet radio, but if people can only buy your CD when they're in front of you, what happens to all those people or people that are playing your work, but you can't reap that, you know, monetary benefit? So you definitely should have some recorded work. But say for even if you don't, or, you know, for some reason you don't. There are people with blogs. Who has a blog that has a lot of good traffic? Now, you may can contribute, especially as a poet, as a writer to a blog. Or people may be people that are blogging about different things to do for the holiday, you know, good holiday meals or decorating over the holidays. And it doesn't matter whatever holiday it is. If they have a good following, that's a place where you maybe could cross-promote and promote what you do. You have a good ad and say, hey, can I place my ad here? Can we cross-promote? Can I share your information on my blog, and you share my information on yours? These are opportunities because, you know, a lot of people are coming by and they're willing to buy. If you do have CDs, find people who make baskets. And especially when your CDs are topical, find people either who can make a topical basket for you or people who are willing to include your CDs in their baskets.
And let me talk about the business of that side of things, so, Jacqueline, if you don't mind me interjecting. What also, some people who make baskets, they're not going to want to pay you for the CD in full price. So what you can do is sort of like tell them, hey, I'm going to give you 10 CDs. If you sell the baskets, then I'll come back and collect the money on the back end. You can do that. You can also, bookstores, independent bookstores will accept your merchandise or your product to sell for you as well. But you're going to have to, you know, sell it to maybe at a wholesale price if you want to get all the money up front. If you want to get the retail price, then what they do is say, okay, you give me 10, if they're $20 a piece, you can come back, you know, check with me weekly to see what's sold. So there's, you know, make sure that you have contracts in place to cover that or some sort of agreement. You'll know what you're doing, and make sure you have a tracking system so you'll know where you've delivered all this product. All right. Jacqueline, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that because I make a lot of assumptions. I've made mistakes during this show, and made a lot of assumptions, and then I end up getting a message or a DM asking me, you know, the more detail. And so I can't make an assumption that everybody knows how to go about certain things. So, Jacqueline, did you have anything else to add?
You're correct. You're correct, Franchine. You're correct. So, like, when you give somebody your material that you're coming back for, that's called doing it on consignment. You heard consignment shops like for clothes. Well, that's the practice. It's consignment. You give it to them, and whatever sells, that's what they give, you know, that's what they give to you, what sells. They give you the base price because they still want to make a profit. So if you have somebody reselling it, but, you know, at the same time, though, if you have multiple CDs, I mean, if you got product sitting, you might as well sell it at a wholesale price. You know, it's better than just sitting there because sitting product does not put money in your pocket. Now, you don't give up your inventory if you know you're getting ready to go do an event that you know you need to take inventory to. But if you have sitting inventory, this is a way to move inventory. And, you know, depending on how well you price your product, even if you're selling, you know, if you got quantity in the beginning, even if you sell that for $6, you should be more than doubling what you paid for the CD. And
that's
so,
right. Now, or your T-shirts,
you know what I'm saying?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Or your T-shirts.
Yeah, so.
And know your market. Know your market. Know if you sell to mostly women, men, if you sell to 20-year-olds, 40-year-olds. Start get an idea of who likes you and who's a super fan.
Yes, you must know your market because that's important. I mean, that's going to dictate who you're going to collaborate with, you know, because those people have to have your market. That's all you're looking for, somebody else who has your market. So, you know, there are Christmas parties. There are a lot of opportunities, you know, where they do book hospitals. Yeah, they really used to do it all the time. But hospital, two big times that they book vendors, and
Senior center high rises are always looking for, or senior homes are always looking for entertainment. Always.
And whenever you do collaborations and things, or if you're doing online with a blog, you know, add a lead capture to it. So that you're capturing that traffic that's coming in that's interested in you, and you can then follow up. If you're doing something,
you, what is a lead capture? We can't presume people know what that is. What's a lead capture?
All righty, a lead capture is capturing the email, and you capture people email. You know how people, you ask them to sign up for your fan list. You can do it online. You can do it offline. But say if you're doing someone with baskets, they're selling baskets, and also are you going to be sending out to, you know, you want somebody that's promoting. Are you going to be promoting in your email list? Well, there I would like to put my ad. You need to bring, so when people click onto your one, if people click onto it, you know how many people actually clicked onto it. You give them a tracking link. And then you need to be able to capture that email so you can follow up with those people. That's the ease that technology gives us. But it's creative as you are. You guys, you know, a lot of people do T-shirts and various things. These are great gifts for people.
I'm going to tell you what else is also a great gift.
Go ahead.
Cards. Cards. Greeting cards. People are loving getting back to homemade stuff, as we call it, for lack of better words, you know, or DIY, do it yourself, or so they want verses, or they want something that has been art, you know, they want one of a kind, unique stuff. So if you can find a way, I'm not the most crafty sister in the world, but people love my verses. So all I do is get friends who are artists, right, and ask them, especially if they're photographers. Ask them, can I use their image? And then I promote their image, and I put the verse on the inside.
Okay?
Cards are huge this time of year. Think about that. Also, cards are big.
Yeah, cards are huge this time, and any time of year. Again, that's why it's so important to do the lead capture, because as soon as this season is over, mind you, the first quarter is the next busiest season of the year because
right.
you have Valentine's Day, which is another big
yep.
holiday season, and you're rolling right into it. So if you want to promote to somebody for Valentine's Day, you need to hit the ground running as soon as New Year's is over. Or
that's
so,
right.
you know, or if your crowd is Kwanzaa. You know, like, again, she said, know your audience, know what they're into. And, you know, there are a lot of gospel poets out here. And, you know, there
mm-hmm.
are all kind of events being given during the holiday season. They're not always Christmas mm-hmm. events, but because people are buying, there are so
mm-hmm.
many vending events. What
also, she talked earlier about partnering. Say, for instance, Paparazzi Jewelry is big right now because it's only a $5 price point. If you have something that you can make a $5 price point, why not partner with someone and you guys can have like a $5 price point table, you know? Or, again, you can make little packages, little gift packages with you and the partners, and you can share the cost of that event to vend at that event, you know?
Or like the cards.
I
think the cards are such a fabulous idea. I mean, every poet that's not running out right now and making their own unique cards, because, you know, you can buy card stock. You can
True.
Put it right into your computer.
Yeah.
You know, where you at least put your verses down. Say if you put your verses
yep.
and everything down in the computer and whatnot. And then
mm-hmm.
It could be hand done or, you know, what stops you from getting a table right now, going, doing the event, getting a table, bringing out all the craftware, that you do the verses, the cards are done, and then let the people make their own cards, and they pay for it and go.
Oh, that's an awesome idea. How about this? We can
There's
set
nothing
one up
stopping
even more.
Us. Mm-hmm.
We can take that one more notch. If you have the capital, and you can rent a small community, a room at a community center or something like that that's very affordable, why not have your own card craft table like they do paint night, right? And you provide all
mm-hmm.
these verses, and people can pick the verse and put in their card.
And people
it.
Love that.
And how
or
about this? Or maybe even be there to assist them in writing a verse. I get commissioned all
yeah.
the time where I talk to people, and I say, tell me what you feel. How does a person make you feel? What does it mean to you? And then I write a poem to capture their feelings, and they're always pleased. I ain't had a complaint yet.
And, again, that's another opportunity with these cards to collaborate. When I do events, like sometimes that's the only time of the year I'll do events now. I don't really vend that much, but I know I can just go do one event and make gobs of money. I'll go to New York, buy me some things, and – again, my stuff is all, when I'm vending, I still like my focus on the wellness. So I buy things that complement that. I do specialty in different cosmetic bags, and I put in all my specialty items. I put in everything I think you would need. And then I always buy the bags. I do a complete bag, and I have cards. I've always, I used to sell black cards. I sold black you know, like Kente print, bag things, you know, ever since the 90s, I've had these things. So I have a whole lot of cards around. And sometimes it's just like one of them and all left, one of here, one of that. So I take those cards and I give people one set price. They'll get a cosmetic bag filled with, you know, some type of skincare product with the tissues or whatnot. I put it in a nice bag, you know, because, again, I know how to do everything wholesale. Or you can go to dollar stores and get all kind of funky little, you know, gift bags.
Mm-hmm.
So put it in the bag with
mm-hmm.
tissue paper and let them take one card. And it starts at $30.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk away. And their gift is all ready to go. They sit up there, sign that card. And they
yeah.
is in the bag and they ready to give a gift.
And also,
you know,
what
and,
I like to
Mm-hmm.
One other product I like to give out, if you don't want to call, if you cannot afford to publish your whole entire book, you know, have it bound professionally, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
you can still do a chat book. Go to check out Chris Brown, Chris K.P. Brown at Poetry 24/7. You can do a chat book, or you can do it yourself
mm-hmm.
and sell it for $5.
Think of a chat book like an EP for a CD. Instead of it having, you know, 50 pages, it merely has 20, you know, 20 poems in it instead of 50 or 75, you know, 75 pages or whatever. I think the average is 50, 65 pages. So just like a CD.
And you can do
it
5.5 by 8.5. You do a 5.5 by 8.5. If you're in Philly, you
pages.
Take it to DocuCare. Mm-hmm. Or are you take it to a printer, Staples, and then a little bit more. But DocuCare got, like, the best prices. But you can do it at Staples. Ask them to fold it and staple it in the middle. So it'll still be a finish.
Yep.
It doesn't have to even be bound. You get a either glossy cover or a heavier stock cover, whatever you want with your cover. Put your artwork. You can do a colored cover in black and white inside, depending on what your budget is.
Yeah,
and you know, get 50 done at a time.
My first chapbook. Mm-hmm. That's right. My first chapbook, all it had was, I printed it all at home because I found a laser printer on sale for $149. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I printed it all at home. The cover was glossy, like she said, with just my logo, something I made on Word, my logo, my name. The back had my point of contact. That's it. The inside didn't have a table of contents or anything. All it had was my little 20 pages of poems, you know. And guess what? When I did my book completely and finished Living the Journey, it still had some of those same poems in it. And I've been able to use the same poem for years. And as an artist, you might get tired of them, but your public likes them. And wants them, so you got to give them what they want.
Yeah,
right?
And you have to understand too. I know you artists, because you use the same thing since like over and over again. But I don't think hardly anyone that are within our earshot that's an artist. Very few of you have even penetrated 1% of your market. There are billions and trillions of people out there. If you worry because you feel a few hundred, even if you think 1,000 or 2,000 or 2,500 people or 10,000 people got your work, there's so many people out there. So, and the thing about it, what's always good, what's, like almost imperative, if you want to sell, if you're a spoken word artist, this is for your spoken word artist, you spit, you sell. I have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just like when I don't like to give away business cards without talking to people first, because it doesn't mean anything. You don't just go say, hey, bye, which is another thing. At these vending events, what is stopping you from actually getting a booth? You can push that table back or use it for something behind, bringing your own little mic and little speaker, and sitting up there and doing your spoken word.
I'm going to tell you what
people
I do. I don't do a live performance, and I have books and merchandise on my table, I bring my laptop or tablet, I set it up, and I play my videos or my audio, my CD, and that sells it. And I only might pick two of my favorite tracks from the EP, right? And I play them on rotation. And people are going to come to your table because they hear it. And they're going to buy it because I'm like, yeah, those are on there. And I'm going to sell it because I might even have one that I'm speaking, that I'm reciting, and I'll tell them, well, that's in the book. And so because they're getting both, you know, so they choose which one works for them.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, when you do these events like that, like what we're telling you, these little different things, because nobody else is doing that, you can almost guarantee what everyone else is going to have. Again, if you need a reason for a bunch of people to come to your table, and just like say, Franchise said, set it up and play everything, get a table of gift wrapping. We'll buy you some nice different gift bags, tissue paper, and set your stuff up and let people come by and wrap up their gifts as they shopping. I'm telling you, I mean, that's where I make my killing, making sure people, they love having everything ready to go.
Yeah.
And
I
sit around people and they look
right
at me and they're like,
and
I didn't sell it. They're just looking at me.
Yeah, but you can offer free gift wrapping with the purchase.
Yeah,
how about that?
You know, yeah, depend. Yeah, well, gift wrap and keep calls. It depends.
I've done that because pre-gift wrap, you know, up to a certain point, you know, pre-gift wrapping, and I've, you know, subject to whatever, I have a little disclosure just in case. I've offered gift wrapping for, you know, uncomplicated items, you know, with the purchase. Because I have someone there to help me, my daughter or somebody there to help me. Let them gift wrap it. Period.
And they can give them a tip. You can put a tip jar on the table so they can still tip them. And, you know, and it definitely works with gift bags. I'm a person, I can't draw a straight line with a ruler, Franchon, so. I'm not gift wrapping nobody's gift. They're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But that's what I use gift bags for, because they're already nice, and you can then, you know, accentuate with tissue paper, and they can be very inexpensive. And,
With a little, and with some cheap ribbon around it, looks very nice. People are very happy.
You know, the gift tags, all that stuff is inexpensive this time of year, or even going to Michael's. You know, you can go to Michael's and get all of those kind of things inexpensive. So, you know, it's
but
something
if you,
was you prepared,
can give them, you would have got them. But if they was prepared, Jackie, not to cut you off, they would have got them last year when it was 75% off to prepare for this year. But just in case you didn't, you can still get it cheap at Michael's, like you said.
Yeah, so we're hoping that that's what this is starting to kick in. I mean, we want to kick in your creativity, but we're letting you know, really, you should be pre-preparing for this. And that's why I didn't just say fourth quarter, because honestly, I have worked on my Christmas in July. I was doing that like June. Telling anybody about that in June, wasn't it?
Franchon.
And if you want, now all you have to do, if you contact Franchon, I'm going to put it over there, but I have a workbook that shows you a marketing plan. I got five cornerstones, and I give you that real quick, and that's for any time of the year. But you need to have some kind of marketing business plan done. But first is your audience. No audience, no business. No customer, no business. You need to know your audience. So get defined as to who your audience is. And then after that is goals. What are your goals? Every quarter has some goals. What are my goals for the quarter? What do I want to make? It's a goal. It doesn't say you have to, but you need to have something that you're striving for, and it's going to help you with pricing and, you know, all of those type of things when you have a monetized goal. So, you know, what's the number, how much you want to make, and, you know, how many gigs you want to do. Give everything a numeric value. How many gigs do you want to do? How much merchandise do you feel you want to sell? And how much, you know, revenue or how much profit do you want to make? You know, you determine it.
Right.
Then next we go to analytics. And you're like, oh, my gosh, analytics, you're just talking all that kind of big business talk. But it's really not. You know your best analytics free partner for free analytics that go deep? Facebook. I didn't even realize earlier this year with one of my clients, I actually created a marketing persona, and that's your ideal client. What do they look like? From Facebook, because they advertise on Facebook. So I would say start doing some test advertising on Facebook.
Let me talk about that real quick from a business standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good advertising, she's right. But what I want you to do is I don't want you to use any cards that's attached to your checking account when you use Facebook advertising. I want you to use like a PayPal account or something that'll give you, if you have a dispute, they'll give you your money right back. Because unfortunately, it's been my experience. If I don't go in, if you do advertising, make sure you're changing your password regularly. Because when you do advertising, you're targeted for hackers are going to target you because they know that credit card information is on file. And they're going to do things in the middle of the night when you're asleep, try it for $1 and see what happens and all that stuff. I don't know how they cash out on the back end, but I do know this. The good news is I always use my PayPal account, my PayPal card, and I was able to get my money back via PayPal. And then, they sent me.
And also
PayPal
is a barrier to your account. You know, you're not giving out any direct credit card numbers.
Exactly.
It's not direct access into your account. And I've done that. And even to be honest, I've got an online account. Like, just that's not associated with my main account.
Yeah, your
so
main money. Yeah,
you can go get
income.
Those, you know, you get maybe, you know, I get an online account and I fund that with my business money. Okay, you know, this is my budget for that I plan on spending. But this way,
right.
If something goes wrong, nobody's getting into my, you know, bill money and stuff like that.
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
Those are some safeguards that you definitely want to put up. But and they accept PayPal, even GoDaddy.
Yep.
I do PayPal. You don't have to do it, you know, straight your card. And they'll try to, but, you know, definitely, you know, whenever you can use a PayPal, a buffer source, that was the purpose
that's
of it. That's what makes it good. And like she said, you can, you know, call for it back. But I wouldn't
That's
even
right.
say don't use so much, don't necessarily at first, especially if you never advertise, because it can get a little complicated. So don't put in a whole lot of
start
money
small,
at first. $2 to $5.
That's right, $5.
And what you want to do, start with $5. Don't. It's no need to go over there because you'll get enough, you know, because what you want to do with your first ad, after it goes, see who clicked. You'll get, okay, who clicked on it? What a male, female? What was the age range? Where did the clicks come from? You
That's
will be
right.
surprised sometime when you just put your stuff out there who's responding. And I learned that lesson. Just like one of the artists I was working with, hip-hop, and I'm not going to lie, hip-hop, they're younger than me, so I just made the assumption this is all young folk. But the style of hip-hop, it's different, very much more musicality, more conscious, claiming not a conscious artist, but he just got something to say. But it just falls more on the conscious side. But because of the musicality, jazz, all these kind of stuff underneath this hip-hop, it actually was an older crowd. So we were sitting up there trying to push to this younger crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like on the college campuses and, you know, all that, they appreciated it. But the people that was willing to buy, 35 and over.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was like who was, you know, that's another, like, you know, especially with artists, you got to be careful when you're in them artist-to-artist situations because they can cloud your judgment. Yeah, everybody love them because artists love art. You know, and they're loving you, but they're not gonna purchase your work. So that artist crowd may not be your actual customer crowd. That's your artist crowd, and you know, and that's a whole
that's
different
true.
Breed.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Yeah, you had to be careful there because the artist, it's just like singing to the choir, you know. You know, sometimes people always find people that agree with them, but they don't go beyond, and that's where you have to. So that's one good thing about Facebook advertising, YouTube advertising. But I would, you know, start with Facebook. It's simple, and start small because you can start with $5, which would, you know, it'll give you enough numbers
and I'm
to
gonna
get
tell
started.
You something else. I'm going to tell you something else. If in fact, you, if in fact you start small, if you're advertising on Facebook or whatever, and you actually have merchandise that you can sell or whatever, Instagram will get you a reach beyond who you know. It almost is like finding your tribe if you use the right hashtags, et cetera. I love the Graham family. I love my Instagram followers and family because they are my tribe and they support each other. If you're buying something or you're selling something, you're more than likely going to sell. I'm more than likely, for me, sell it to people I don't even know via Instagram. So, you know, consider Instagram as well, okay? Another thing you should do regarding that is make sure that you're taking advantage of some of these free apps on that you can use on your phone to make flyers, to make small advertisements for yourself, okay?
There's a lot of that.
Everybody should have a Canva account. Now you can't. Now, unfortunately,
yeah.
Canva doesn't have an app.
You
have to do desktop with Canva. But Canva, that's KANVA.com. It's a free way to make nice print and online marketing materials. And it's all
right.
Free. And you can make some nice things there. So, I mean, these are just some thoughts, some ideas. But even if you're not gigging a lot, this is a good time to reach out. And then again, like I said, we said the audience, the goals, then the analytics. Now, with your goals, if your goal is to get so many bookings for 2018, then how you use that is when you do go do events, you look for those people and you say wording and you have stuff ready in case you run into that person. That person
mm-hmm.
that books for a college or for an organization, you're at an event. They could be there. And nothing's worse than they're there, but you're not ready, you know, to have the proper information or exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing an event and you know that's what your goal is, say it straight out. You can have signs. Look, you know, my goal is to get 5 bookings while I'm here today. Who do you know? They're like lead cards that we do. And we used to always, for the theater, when we did them, have people check out what groups do you belong to. Because groups are big for theater. You know, that's how you fill up events with groups. So we always
right.
ask them, what groups do you belong to?
Right.
You know, there are like a couple of key questions you can ask that will help you target, you know, those people and let people know
mm-hmm.
Specifically what you're looking for. You can ask them,
right.
I mean, do you make any decisions? Do you belong to any organizations? Do you book artists? Are you the decision maker? You know, simple questions like that. And this is just how you get more value out of doing the same amount of work you're already doing. It's, you know, really just by being a little bit smarter. So we said the audience,
right.
the goals, the analytics, and then you go to your strategy. And so
yep.
this is where you develop a, you know, actual marketing campaign. What is going to be my strategy? But that's all based on your audience. You know, what do your audience like? Where do they hang out? What are the things that they do? What do they respond to? You, of course, you always need to have calls to actions, but how you shape your strategy is based all off your audience.
Uh-huh.
So if your
uh-huh.
audience, like you said, if your audience is 35 to 45, don't go to a place where a bunch of young people that are 20-something, or don't go hanging out at the oldies, you know?
That's right.
Don't, you know, you go where your audience is, whether that's online or offline. That's why you need to find out
yeah.
the kind of things that you're into.
And join
a
group. Join those Facebook groups.
Yes. And when you join groups, don't do very little promotion. Join
mm-hmm.
groups that are interactive, groups that post a question or a scenario and people respond. That's really
mm-hmm.
what you want. Now, those people are talking, interacting. I have one group I have not, well, you're really not allowed to promote, but I always go give some marketing advice. And I learn a lot
mm-hmm.
from the group. That's why I'm near. It's about Shopify, you know. I'm learning, you know, getting real tight on e-commerce. So I'm learning a whole lot from what questions and things people are posting. I don't mind giving advice because I'm not a Shopify expert. Everybody giving Shopify expert information. I'm just giving them straight marketing. So my stuff stands out. People say thank you and appreciate. Now I can go back and I can search my name, all of those posts, so all of those people. When I have something, I can DM them. I can make friends with those people. Then I can direct message them and follow up. But I targeted my audience.
That's right.
I found the people who actually needed my services, and, you know, they responded to the services. They tell me when they implement them, and you develop a relationship. So I'm not a stranger anymore. So this is how you really want to take advantage of groups, and this is how you can really convert in groups. But people that just, I mean, if the group allows you to promote, then promote. But make sure that you're active and you're known not for your promotions, but
mm-hmm.
how you share and what you share on.
I've been kicked out of groups for not participating just because I haven't been active. Someone noticed I wasn't active and said, you know, because, you know, and I have to remove myself from some groups. But
yeah,
the point is, you know, if you really want them to use as a platform, as Jacqueline said, you have to participate, you have to engage. You know,
in final groups, like if it's a bunch of people in a group, if it's 10,000 people in a group and all people are doing is posting and nobody likes that group, I don't care how many people it is. Don't get overwhelmed by those numbers. It don't mean nothing. Because it's everybody just, it's 10,000 people just posting stuff and nobody goes back in and looks and support one another. But when you find those interactive groups, and don't feel bad, you don't have to belong. People put me in groups. I don't know why. This man put me in a group about this banana girl. She don't even sing or nothing. She just sits around trying to look cute with bananas all over herself. What the heck? Come on. I don't even know. I just kind of take myself out. You know, you can't belong to every group. You're not. It's hard to be active in every group. But if you have two or three groups that you're active in, do that. If you're good, if you need to, you can start your own group, however you want to leverage that. So that, you know, the thing about it, you know, like I was saying, the thing is the strategy. Your strategy is going to be based on all the things that preceded, your audience, goals, and your analytics. So you make sure you take your goals. If I want three bookings, I know in order to get three bookings, I better be asking a minimum of 30 to 50 people.
That's right. There you go. Absolutely.
Because, you know, most people tell you no, but every no gets you closer to a yes, but you got to ask enough people in order to get that number. So all
everybody
is going to shape.
Yep. No, finish
and
that
so,
thought.
You know,
sorry,
my strategy, you know, who do I reach out to? Again, you know, if I need bookings, I need to make sure I'm reaching out. That's part of your audience, too. Some of your audience is for your poetry, but then some of your audience is the people that are going to get you to the other audience. So, you know,
and let
for
me
your
say
booking,
this. Some of y'all ain't working hard enough. Some of y'all ain't working hard enough. It's the last quarter. Finish strong. Work harder. Stay up later. Do something different than you did last quarter or last year. There's a lot
something I read today. I read something today. They said if you say you serious about your business and you not putting in, I think they say like 10 hours a day towards your craft or something, you're not serious. I mean, they broke it down about what you should actually be putting in. Oh, again, like she said, Instagram. Instagram is really great on attracting those. You attract people on Instagram. People don't just join you. I don't know why people ask to be my friends on Facebook. I really don't. I don't even know how they know me, get my name, but whatever. It's not a targeted system. But Instagram is different. I put out about submit music, you know, artists and different things. Then I put out the marketing side of something today about branding, and then services started coming to me. And this one is just, they totally give out advice about how to make it. And they say the truth of the matter is, if this is your side thing and it's the last thing on your list, it's just no point. You ain't going to make no money and you ain't going
to
make it. If
I
you know.
To you guys. Go ahead. I keep thinking you're finished because you paused. I apologize for that.
No.
It's like a delay.
That's okay,
so
but I was
like
just saying. No, I was just saying, just what you know, follow up with. We kind of really to the point. If you're serious, get serious. And some of them, I'm asking you to, because your art is so phenomenal. It has to stop. You know, it has to go beyond the person that's just standing in front of you. And so many people have yet to record and publish anything. You know, phenomenal artists. They travel all over the place, but they haven't published anything. What if Dick Gregory never published anything? What if all we had to go on Dick Gregory was a couple YouTube videos? He did a couple of stand-up performances. you know, it is so important that you have something to say as an artist.
That
as
you
a
have that you have a product. It's important that you have a product. Period. Point blank. That you have a product. Okay. So
it's something
that
can function beyond just you performing. You should have that what they call that residual income revenue stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not MLM. That's your work. You know, music can be sold right now. Books can be sold. Shirts can be sold without while you're doing. You could be cooking dinner and making money.
So with that being said, Jacqueline's given a lot of information. If you are listening to tonight's show, please be sure to share with other artists. Be sure to post it because we can, you know, Jacqueline and I, we do business. We talk business, and we can do this all night long. If we feel like we need to do a second show, please let us know. But like she said, she alluded to it. Most people don't even realize that I work a full-time job for someone else because I work that many hours when I get off from work on my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I read a quote that said, if you're too tired after you work to put in any time on your craft, your business, your art, your craft, you just uninspired. You don't want it bad enough, okay? So how bad do you want it? In stronger in this quarter, this year, stronger than you started. That's the goal and the objective. Take some of these nuggets that we spoke about and see, just pick one. Just start somewhere. Do one thing differently or one thing in addition to what you did before. And begin, you will see the momentum. You will see the momentum. We all can improve somehow. We all can work a little harder. We all can work a little smarter. We hope that you find a value in today's show and that you will use it to make it rain because we don't subscribe to this starving artist mentality. We believe that the craft, spoken word, is not only the best gift in the universe to me, it is the thing. It is up to us to work to create it so that it is a respected profession as in any other art or form of entertainment. So I challenge you to listen to this again tonight, listen to this, to share it, to take notes, to reach out to us if you are interested in getting some additional coaching, if you need that. Don't forget, Jacqueline has a marketing document that we can get to you. We want to help
you
succeed.
It's a free document.
And it's free. It's a free download. We want to help you succeed. And we did, use free downloads to drive business to your website. Don't forget that as well. But we are here. I'm going to tell you another thing that I did. I literally asked everyone on my Facebook to gift me $1. And I put the Cash App link and my PayPal link. They didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they were giving me a dollar. But for every dollar I reached, I already had poems electronically and in MP3 format. I sent them a zip file with a sample of my work.
Mm.
And a link to my website to buy more product. Right?
And guess who was one of the people? I still sent to people like, why would you send?
Yeah.
Yeah, you put it out there. I mean, I do it, because, you know, of course there's this spiritual law of giving. So, you know, it comes to you. But, you know, we just have to definitely do that. And one thing I wanted you to share is, Franchon, you don't just work any day job.
Oh, no.
Day job is very purpose to your entrepreneurial plans, isn't it?
Absolutely. I am a producer and director for the local television station WITN here in Wilmington. And, yeah, it's cool because all I want to do is produce, direct, and perform. That's all I want to do with my life. And so I made sure that if I had a job that it was in alignment with that vision. And so that's what I do.
Yeah, and I've known other people, Rhapsody, Erica Hawthorne, and I don't know your married name, Erica. Please forgive me because I'm not in front of a computer. But she has Small But Mighty Art, the grant that they give out, small grants that they give out to artists. But she started that organization. But, you know, I know from her work experience working at Comcast and different things that all helped lead her, and she leveraged that into establishing her own organization. And so, again, that's being goal-minded. When you have a goal, you lay it out there, you start to track what you need, and things will line up. So, so that's that. And just contact Fran Shawn, and you can ask for the free marketing workbook. And, you know, just contact her. As long as you have an email, it can be sent to you.
All right, so let me tell you how to reach out to us. And, again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing in advance. We know that we have offered some good information, and we want to encourage you to share this information. You're listening to Master Greer Radio on Blog Talk. This is Beyond the Spoken Word with Jacqueline Stella Adams and Sweet Fran Shawn. And you can find me on any social media platforms at Sweet, S-U-I-T-E, Fran Shawn, F-R-A-N-C-H-O-N. Sweet Fran Shawn on any of your social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, SoundCloud. I think that's all for now. I don't know. Hope I got it all. Or you can check out the website at peacelovepoetry.us. peacelovepoetry.us. And, of course, I'm connected to Jacqueline Taylor Adams. You can find the Master Greer Radio on Facebook, on Twitter. Be sure to follow her on Twitter because she has some great, great nuggets that she always sends out. She always is giving advice on how we as artists can maximize our potential. So make sure you continue to check her out. And we thank you so much for listening tonight. And we ask that you stay tuned and check us out on social media so you'll know when to catch us again. Jacqueline, do we have our date yet?
Maybe yes, not. Yes, we had a date. Oh. Actually, it's posted on Facebook, too. It's already posted up. It's October.
October 24th?
I think it's the 16th.
Is it October
24th? No, I think it's the
16th. I got it on my calendar twice. All right, so I got on my calendar twice, I don't. That's beyond faith. I'm sorry. Yes, it's October the 16th. The next show is October the 16th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to hearing from you. And make sure you check out my social media because we talk about making it rain. And I just have to put this out there. Again, this is the last quarter. I'm ending my last quarter strong. I am producing a show for a celebrity in Las Vegas on December the 9th. Make sure you follow me because we're going to be sending out packages if you want to join us. But when I talk about ending strong, we ending with a bang this year. I'm doing a 1,200-seat arena. We're very excited about it. And I'll be going to Vegas on Monday, so I'll be posting some video and some information so you can find out who is this celebrity that Sweet Fran Shawn has partnered with. And so we want to make sure you know about all things good. So start strong, finish stronger. I am your host, Sweet Fran Shawn, along with our producer, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. And we thank you for listening tonight. We hope to hear from you soon. Peace, love, and light.